For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Well, tonight we're looking at what is godly prosperity. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for that thy word is truth. We thank you, Lord, the truth we know makes us free. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you for your help and we give glory to you. Help us to be attentive to the word of God tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What is godly prosperity? Let's start with looking at the word prosperity. The word prosperity means to be successful, flourishing, and thriving in your condition. Successful, flourishing, and thriving. Praise God. God's will is prosperity for his people. He wants his people to prosper and has provided everything we need in him to prosper. Praise God. Firstly, let's look at Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19, the word of God says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." He wants us to know that. And he wants us to know that he's provided and supplied all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, including how to prosper in God. Praise the Lord. So he's able and willing to meet our every need. Let's get ourselves in agreement with him. Praise God. He is able and willing to meet our every need. And if we follow what the scripture says and be obedient to God, it leads to prosperity. So God's will for us is prosperity. Praise the Lord. Have a look at 3 John 2 and we can see this clearly in the word of God. 3 John 2. Here the word of God says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So he's telling us a lot here about prosperity. He's telling us an important key to prosperity. He says here that it is his wish above all things. Now this is telling us what God's will is because it's in the scripture. "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." So who's he talking to? He's talking to a Christian. We are Christians, so we have the same privileges and the same rights in him. Praise the Lord. "So I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. That's all together in God. Prosper and be in health. He wants us to prosper and be in health. And he says something here that is a key. "Even as thy soul prospereth." So he's saying here that if we get our souls prospering, we are going to prosper in other areas and be in health. "Even as our soul prospereth." Even as thy soul prospereth. So a key is, let's get our souls prospering in God. He wants us prospering. And it's for every area. So it's for the financial area. He cares about our finances. He cares about our material needs. And he wants us to have good things in this life. God's will is blessing and prosperity. He wants us to prosper in our spirit man, in our inner man. He wants us to prosper in our souls. He tells us here, even as thy soul prospereth. He wants us to prosper in our souls. And he wants us to prosper in our bodies as well. So the word says, be in health. He wants us to prosper in our bodies and our souls, in our spirit man, and in our material and financial area. God's will is complete prosperity. So he wants complete prosperity for his people. So the key is, let's get our souls prospering in God. Even as thy soul prospereth. Now the prospering soul is one that's renewed with the word of God. Filled with and thinking about the word of God. God's truth. His word. Thinking about right things, good things, truthful things. The things that the word tells us to think on. So God's will is prosperity. Let's turn to the book of Psalms now and look at Psalm 35, verse 27. Psalm 35, verse 27. The word of God says, let them, that's God's people, let them shout for joy and be glad that favour my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Here, the word tells us clearly, God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. It brings him pleasure when his servants prosper. He's the source of prosperity, and it brings him pleasure to get his children prospering, to bring prosperity to his children. And so we can say thank you to the Lord. We can shout for joy, and we can do that even if we're not in a situation of, even if we're not in God's perfect will of prosperity right now. You act in faith, and God will teach you and show you how to get up and get ahead in him. So one step, firstly, is to be thankful and to act in faith. So let them shout for joy, even if you're not feeling it or seeing it. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favour my righteous cause. So let God's things matter to you. That favour my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually. So notice say there, say. Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So you can say, I'm God's servant. I believe that God has pleasure in my prosperity. Thank you, Lord. You have pleasure in my prosperity. Praise God. And he does. He has pleasure in his children prospering, in getting ahead, in being successful and flourishing and thriving in him, brings him pleasure. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Psalm 118 and verse 25. Psalm 118 and verse 25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. No, powerful words there. Powerful words that do something in the spirit. So get hold of this verse, Psalm 118, verse 25, and say, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. In Jesus' name, send now prosperity in Jesus' name. This is in the scripture for a reason. Send now prosperity. And if you say that, you know in the spirit that that's a powerful thing to say. It's a powerful thing to say. Send now prosperity.
Thank you.
Let's say that together. Let's say, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. You ready? O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. These things do something in the Spirit. Send now prosperity. Let's turn to Psalm 1. Verses 1 to verse 3. So we can see God's will is prosperity, not lack. Not lack. It brings him no pleasure to see his children in lack. We read in Psalm 35, verse 27, that he has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And we read in 3 John 2 that it is his wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So let's look at Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. And the word of God says here in Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, he that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So who is the person that prospers in whatsoever they do? Who is the person whose leaf shall not wither? And who is the person that's like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth their fruit in their season? Psalm 1 verses 1 and 2 shows us who that person is. It's the person who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly may give counsel, but the wise person will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. So don't align yourself up as a child of God with the sinning way. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. To be scornful is not loving. And we are commanded to walk in love. So let's not be scorners. Let's walk in love. And as verse 2 says, delight in the law of the Lord. Delight, get it into our hearts and delight in it. Delight in God's law and meditate on it day and night. Now, we were looking before about the soul prospering. This is how our souls prosper. Meditating on God's word, delighting in it, giving it our focused attention, meditating on it, which is what meditation is. It's giving your focused attention on something. Purposefully attending to it, listening to it, thinking about it. All this leads to the soul prospering. Now, the soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And we're commanded to think on these things that bring soul prosperity, the good things, the things that are true and lovely and righteous and honourable. So delighting in the law of God and meditating on it day and night. Praise the Lord. So letting it renew our minds and ultimately transform us. So the person who does that is going the way of prosperity. Praise God. Let's have a look at Proverbs 1:32. And in 132 Proverbs 132, the scripture says, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." So if a person is a fool, their prosperity will destroy them, because they're not esteeming God's things, they're probably trusting in riches, which the Bible warns us against, trusting in uncertain riches. The love of money is the root of all evil. The fool here is a person who is not acting in a godly way. And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So not a good end, not a good end for the fool with money and possessions. Not a good end. So if we do what Psalm 1 tells us to do, we're going to be wise people. If we do what Psalm 1 tells us. Have a look at Job 36 and verse 11. Job 36 and verse 11. And the word of God says here, this is a good scripture to think about and meditate on. The word of God says in Job 36, 11, "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." God's will is prosperity. So what leads to this days in prosperity and years in pleasures? It's the first part of the verse. If they obey and serve him. Obey and serve him. Obey and serve him. So to honour the things of God, esteem what he esteems, be obedient to what he says, put God's things first. When that goes back to Matthew chapter 6, where the Bible tells us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So obey and serve him. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Praise God. Things that God knows that will bring pleasure to you. That's godly things that we're talking about here. Good things. Good things. Not just worldly things that have no value, but good things that will bring you pleasure. So their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Praise God. He wants us to be blessed and comfortable and have our needs met and putting the kingdom of God first. Putting the kingdom of God first. Praise God. So let's look at the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and verses 3 to verse 5. And here, the word of God says, Now, these things are written in the Old Testament for our learning. So, starting at verse 3, the scripture says, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jealiah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now that's a lesson for us. The king sought the Lord about things, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. He would have been telling him things that led to blessing and prosperity, you see. And if he sought the Lord, he prospered. And that's a lesson for us to follow. Seek the Lord, do what he tells you to do, and you also will prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And so we can see the opposite is the case. Leave God out, it does not lead to prosperity. So seek the Lord, do what he says, it leads to prosperity. Praise God. Let's go back to the New Testament, into the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 6. The word of God says in Hebrews 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So this tells us very important information for us as Christians. Faith is essential to please God. Our faith. Without our faith, using our faith, it is impossible to please him. So when we act in faith, we please God. When we don't act in faith, God is not pleased. So he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. And we just read in the Old Testament in 2 Chronicles 26 that as long as he sought the Lord, the king, God made him to prosper. And Hebrews 11:6 says, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So let's diligently seek him. Let's diligently seek the Lord. Praise God. Seek his face. That's what the Bible says, doesn't it? Seek his face evermore. Praise God.
Thank you.
So let's go back to the Old Testament, Proverbs 10 and verse 22. Proverbs 10, 22. Proverbs 10 and verse 22, which says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord. So he brings prosperity, praise God, to his people. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And notice here that, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Glory to God. There's no sorrow with God's blessing and the riches that he brings and the prosperity that he brings, no sorrow with it. Praise God. Praise God. He addeth no sorrow with it. You can be joyful in him. You can enjoy the blessing of God without sorrow. Praise God. He addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, he wants prosperity for his people. He wants us to prosper spiritually, to prosper financially, materially, in every way. Praise God. So receive God's blessing by faith. Walk in God's blessing. The Bible says that you are crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. So walk in God's blessing and receive it by faith. Say it, you are blessed. Say it about yourself. I am blessed. I am blessed. Walk in the way of God. Be obedient to him. Do what the scripture says. And you will be blessed. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Do what the word says. Follow what God says. Praise God. And you will be blessed. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Back to the New Testament in Romans chapter 12, and we'll finish with two verses. Romans 12. And let's read verses 1 and verse 2. And the word of God says in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So God has told us what to do with our bodies in this life. You present them to God as a living sacrifice. And he wants us, we read in 3 John 2, to be in health. So we can take that step and present your body a living sacrifice to God. You can say to him, Father, I present my body a living sacrifice to you. This is my reasonable service. He's told us what to do with our bodies. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And he's told us what to do with our souls. And be not conformed to this world. So be different to the world. Don't be conformed to the world. Be conformed to what the Bible says. The Lord, follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow after him and conformed to his image. So be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That process of renewing your mind with the word of God transforms you. Transforms you. It enables you to grow up in him. Praise God. To get stronger in faith and wiser and more mature as a Christian. Transforms you. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. Now we read in 3 John 2 that he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. So what we're looking at here in this verse is the soul prosperity. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So as we renew our minds and we let that transformation take place within us, it's good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. Praise God, it is His will. And prosperity is His will. And this is part of prosperity. It's soul prosperity and body prosperity. And as we prosper on the inside, we prosper on the outside. Praise God. So we prosper in here, in our inner man, and that brings prosperity on the outside. Praise God. So let's think on these things. Let's close in prayer and give thanks to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that your will is prosperity for your people. We thank you, Lord, for showing us, Lord, what to do. Obey, serve you, seek the Lord. Help each one of us to do that, Lord. And to understand these things with the help of the Holy Ghost, who teaches us, who helps us to understand the perfect will of God. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for your help. We love you, Lord. May each one here, each one in the church, be blessed and strengthened and helped and go the way of God in your will, your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen.